Hey, everybody. Bombshell new revelations in a special investigative report in Wisconsin when it comes to voter fraud. I think you're going to really enjoy this episode as we thoroughly go through what is happening with the latest investigations into the 2020 election. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. You can email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. If you have elections that are nothing more than meaningless exercises in power, and they're not transparent and they're full of fraud, then you live in Russia. Not to say that Vladimir Putin is not popular with some Russian people, but the elections there are a total joke. They're corrupt. Most elections around the world, by the way, are corrupt. They are mirages. They're smokescreen. They're simply theatrical exercises for the people in power to act as if that they have the support of the citizenry, when in reality, they're subjects. Fair, free, and transparent elections are fundamental to the constitutional reset that we need in our country. It's fundamental towards the idea of separation of powers and consent of the governed. If you do not have fair and free elections, if you do not have elections that you trust, then how could you trust the people that are in power? How could you possibly trust the decisions that they make? The president of the United States, Joe Biden, is as unpopular as he has been at any time in his presidency. He really doesn't have much of a constituency. And he being president was really made possible in four states: Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. Now, just looking at things objectively, there are things called bellwether races. These are House of Representative races that usually can tell you the direction of the country or the direction of the presidential race. Donald Trump won all of them but one, an unprecedented figure. Trump won Florida by 3.5 points. He won Ohio by 8 points. It was a red wave everywhere. Democrats were supposed to expand the House of Representatives up to 30 or 40 seat majority. It is down to a mere 6 or 7 seat majority right now. Trump won Iowa by 6 or 7 points. But states in Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin in particular, those four states, it seemed as if the red wave carried over and just stopped, especially in some core and key areas. We did some live streams back in November of 2020, hours and hours and hours of live stream, unpacking what was happening on the ground in these key areas. Millions and millions of viewers, millions of podcast downloads. I know a lot of you watching right now were probably watching back when we did that. We are going to do it again coming up this fall when the midterms are coming. Diving into the kind of contradictions. And we had a big whiteboard. Remember the big whiteboard? Where we had all the problems that we thought were arising just based on a data analysis that we were doing county by county. And we knew in our gut, comparing results coming from Florida and Ohio and some of these independent counties, why is it that all of a sudden Trump won 18 of 19 counties that had voted for the president every election from 1980 through 2016? These are called bellwether counties. Remember, Joe Biden magically outperformed the law of gravity. 5 ways. Number one, 80 million votes. That's a lot of votes. A lot of Americans turned out for a Washington politician who's been in office for 50 years, more so than even Barack Obama. Number two, Joe Biden, quote unquote, won despite losing most bellwether counties. These are ones that predict the outcome better than anything else. 18 out of 19. Trump won. Number three is Joe Biden won despite Democrat losses everywhere else. Randy DeSoto noted in the Wall Street Journal, quote, Donald Trump was pretty much the only incumbent president in U.S. history to lose his reelection while his own party gained seats in the House of Representatives. Now, that's a Biden miracle. And then Biden also overcame Trump's commanding primary vote. No incumbent who received 75% of the total primary vote had lost re-election. Secondly, Trump received 94% of the primary vote, which is the fourth highest of all time, higher than Dwight Eisenhower, Nixon, Clinton, and Obama. Trump also set a record for primary votes received by an incumbent when more than 18 million people turned out for him in 2020. Defying the laws of nature and the laws of gravity. Now, a new report coming out of First Wisconsin is starting to shine light and prove in great detail what we knew was true the days after the election when we were doing our live stream. Joe Biden was allegedly so effective at animating voters in 2020, he received a record number of votes, more than 15 million more than Barack Obama received in 2012. Biden became president the first in 60 years, while also losing Ohio and Florida. So there's a new inspector general or special counsel report that came out of Wisconsin. And there are two big findings, and then we'll get into the Pennsylvania news. Now, the reason we keep getting into this is there's a midterm election coming up this November. And House of Representative races are going to be decided. Governor races are going to be decided. And many of this outward fraudulent behavior is still occurring and has not yet been fixed. Let's start with Exhibit A from the special counsel report in Wisconsin. Special counsel finds that Mark Zuckerberg's election money violated Wisconsin bribery laws. Now, we've gone into great detail. The Center for Technology and Civic Life, which is a nonprofit that was formed and funded with 450 million Zuckerbucks. Zuckerberg put tons of money into this nonprofit to try and stand them up and support them. $9 million of that went to Wisconsin, and the funds were directed solely to five Democrat strongholds in Wisconsin and violated the state's election code prohibition on bribery. It was an illegally conducted election. That conclusion represents but one of many troubling findings in a report submitted today by a state-appointed, nonpartisan, nonpolitical special counsel to the Wisconsin Assembly. Last August, Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss authorized the Office of Special Counsel, headed by retired Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, to investigate concerns about election integrity in the 2020 election, trying to find out whether or not there was any fraud. Gableman delivered an interim report to the State Assembly on November 10, 2021. Earlier today, the special counsel provided a second interim report to the state legislative body, noting the report, quote, is final in the sense that it provides a list of recommendations with time for the legislature to act before the close of its session in March. It was a 150-page report and closed with recommendations for the state legislative body. Gableman stressed from the get-go that the report did not seek to reanalyze the recount that occurred in late 2020. Now, from the report, it says that there were unlawful actions. The first, according to the report, concerned the payment of grant funds to five Wisconsin counties from the Center for Technology and Civic Life. That arrangement, the special counsel wrote, violated Wisconsin Statute 1211. Which prohibits election bribery by providing it as illegal to offering anything of value to a person to induce a person to go vote or the polls. We said this back in November 2020, by the way. The Nevada Native Project, we said this in Wisconsin. And of course, the Attorney General of the United States or the Attorney General of Wisconsin would not be bothered by this. According to the report, Priscilla Chan and Mark Zuckerberg providing financial support that allowed CTCL to offer nearly $9 million in Zuckbucks to Milwaukee, Madison, Racine, Kenosha, and Green Bay. In exchange, the Zuckerberg Five, as the report called it, in effect operated Democrat get-out-the-vote efforts. Those grant funds then paid for illegal drop boxes to be placed in Democrat voting strongholds. So they used 501c3 dollars to go into Democrat strongholds. They bribed the county officials to actually then help more Democrats vote. Now, all of a sudden, is it a mystery why so many people showed up and voted for Joe Biden? The illegal use of drop boxes represented a second area of concern to the special counsel's office. The report notes that state election codes limit the manner in which ballots may be cast, providing that an elector must personally mail or deliver his or her ballot to the municipal clerk. though Zuckerberg 5 violated also the federal and state constitutional guarantee of equal protection. So you have one of the world's wealthiest men who puts $450 million into an election violating state laws. And that's just the very beginning of the report. Wait till you see what else comes out of this bombshell report in Wisconsin. And we're not even getting into the 2,000 mules, Georgia, Pennsylvania. This is just a report from the special counsel in Wisconsin. Look, everybody, I know you love freedom and you want to defend it. And I know you love the Constitution. It's a beautiful document, and so do I. And it's the same with Hillsdale College, the best liberal arts college in America. Hillsdale's mission is pursuing truth and defending liberty. It gives its undergraduate and graduate students the best education and is working to make this education available to all, from offering free online courses to helping support K through 12 schools. But today I want to tell you about Hillsdale's amazing free monthly digest of liberty. It's called Imprimis. Over 6 million households and businesses receive Imprimis for free each month. And you can join them by subscribing right now at charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com. There's no strings attached while you're there. Take an online course. Take their Aristotle course. Take their Winston Churchill course. Take their Western theology course. Generous donors who love freedom make it possible for Hillsdale to send you Imprimis for free. Imprimis is one of my favorite publications, and Imprimis means in the first place. It's short, smart, useful, and fun. Start receiving your own free copy of this great digest of liberty and take an online course while you're at it. Enroll. Their Great American Story course is incredible. Visit charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com. Check it out right now, charlieforhillsdale.com. So we have this group chat, Connor, Andrew, and I, where magic happens. And Connor went back in the archives and dug up a message I sent on, let's see, November 8th. Is that right? Yeah, from November 8th. I said, by the way, I figured out how they cheated. It's so obvious and impossible to figure out about voter fraud. Andrew said, okay, how? I said, it's all nursing homes and ballot laundering. Nursing homes. They laundered ballots. Andrew, how did they do it? I responded, they registered all the old people, intercepted the ballots, laundered them at drop boxes. Super simple. Impossible to trace. Quote, that's what they did. Andrew said, how do you mass coordinate? I said, it's not mass. All it takes is 25 to 30 people. Andrew, without getting caught, I said, how does the mob launder money? How does the cartel do it? Now a new report from that very same special counsel says, Wisconsin special counsel bombshell. 91 nursing homes had 95 to 100% voter turnout in 2020. The special counsel investigating, I'm reading from justthenews.com, the special counsel investigating suspected irregularities in Wisconsin 2020 election has found that 91 nursing homes, not 91 nursing home patients, 91 nursing homes in the counties of Milwaukee, Racine, Dane, Kenosha, and Brown had voter turnout ranging from 95 to 100% in 2020, as compared to overall nationwide participation rates of 67% in 2020 and 60% in 2016. 100% turnout at nursing homes. Those are Soviet Union-style numbers. That's like the Republic of Rhodesia. The nursing home data only reflects voting at the facilities that the special counsel has, quote, been able to vet at this juncture. Quote, there are more facilities in these counties. After auditing the votes from other facilities, the above percentages may change. It turns out that our gut instinct back of our group chat back in November 8th, 2020 was correct. And remember, 91 nursing homes, Trump lost Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. Not to mention the illegally conducting of it that we just went through in the special counsel report as well. The nonpartisan, nonpolitical special counsel report continues by saying, it's quite remarkable. There's private money that flows in, Phil Klein said. The government hired vote navigators to go after nursing homes, and suddenly 90-some old people in nursing homes in Wisconsin have 100% voter turnout, even if people who unfortunately due to their health conditions are unable to read, think, or contemplate voting. Now, this is a cruel term, but this is the New York Times that came up with this term. It's called granny farming, where you send a bunch of ballots out and you have criminals, hardened criminals, that are incentivized to do this, as captured in Dinesh D'Souza's film, go and pick up these ballots, fill them in, and then how do you submit them? That was always the challenge, right? Because the question before this all happened is, how then do you get the ballots laundered through the system? You can't mail them, because then you would have mail fraud, and there would be a lot of, you'd have to pay for postage. You could maybe put them in the mailboxes, but it's a little bit messy. No, no, no. You just find a Zucker box. And as soon as that ballot crosses the precipice into the box, it's indistinguishable from a legitimate ballot, therefore laundered. We called it the Ozark election from the very beginning, and this special counsel report is reiterating it. Quote, we have videotaped depositions and interviews with family members saying, my loved one has not been able to vote for years and has been deemed to be incompetent, and yet they voted. This is exactly why the mules in Dinesh D'Souza's movie that I saw, and I'm in the movie, coming out 2,000 Mules, they wore plastic gloves. This is why they went there at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mark Zuckerberg funded the Center for Technology and Civic Life, giving $8.8 to $9 million towards the administration of the 2020 election. Without the infrastructure established by Mark Zuckerberg establishing these drop boxes, without the ballots being sent everywhere because of COVID, but there needed to be the mules, the ballot runners. One story in particular that I want to highlight. Children of 104-year-old Wisconsin resident Merrill Barrett surprised to find out that their mother, who hasn't been able to say, recognize any of them for several years, voted in the 2020 election. And there's a picture of this wonderful 104-year-old woman who allegedly voted in the 2020 election. These crooks had this all figured out, and they didn't do it in Ohio or Florida because it would be too much. The margins weren't close enough. They did it in the precise counties that were able to capsize the election in the favor of Joe Biden. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. If the truckers have taught us anything, it's that we are infinitely more powerful when we stick together. The same goes for supporting businesses that we believe in this country and your right to live free. That's why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage because they use the same towers as the major carriers. Get the same great service without funding the major carriers who donate to these leftist crazy causes. Patriot Mobile, I know their whole team, Glenn and their CEO, they're amazing. They have plans to fit any budget, and their U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, and sanctity of life. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get a free activation with the offer code Charlie. They also have special discounts for our veteran and first responder heroes. So vote with your dollars. Stop giving money to cell phone companies that hate you. Switch to Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. I want to actually finish the first report I was talking about. They're tied together. So there was this special counsel that was launched in Wisconsin to try to get to the bottom of what happened in Wisconsin in the 2020 election, and found out that Zuckerberg broke the law, the Center for Technology of Civic Life broke the law, and the Wisconsin special counsel found that 91 nursing homes had 95% to 100% voter turnout. I mean, you have 100% voter turnout at a nursing home. That's insane. We're just supposed to kind of take it. And this should be nationwide news. This is an open invite to any Democrat that wants to come on this program. Please justify to me how a nursing home can have 100% voter turnout. That is what an independent, nonpartisan, nonpolitical special counsel has issued in his report. This is not QAnon. It's not some right-wing thing. This is a nonpartisan former Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin who has a pretty amazing reputation to defend. The Guardian, of course, we should cite foreign papers when we talk about our election, says, widely criticized Wisconsin report repeats falsehoods in argument to decertify the 2020 election. Of course, they don't get into the fact that at nursing homes, they have 100% voter turnout. At some of them, 95 to 100% voter turnout at 91 of them. So it's very simple. Our thesis, and the reporter is American, Sam Levine from New York City, our thesis remains the same. It was the same on November 8th, 2020. It's now the same a year and a half later, which is this, which is that there was an operation, first and foremost, to increase the supply of the ballots. Dare I say, inflate the amount of ballots out there, debase the value of ballots, increase the supply. When you increase the supply of ballots, you then increase the opportunity for criminals and crooks to be able to intercept those ballots and launder them through the system. Now, just let's think super Machiavellian. Let's think as if you were a bad person for a second. Let's think that you were not on good terms with a higher being. What population is the easiest to manipulate? What population is the easiest to get to do what you want to do? How about individuals that are suffering from dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's that are in nursing homes? It's pretty sick if you actually have to think of it that way, but that's the way it is. That you have a group of people that are suffering from Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia, other problems that have been put in nursing homes. Think about how demented you must be to look at people who are suffering at the end of their life that are losing their mental faculties and say, perfect opportunity to use that to go get power. Think about how demonic that is, how diabolical that is. That's what's happened. Report also continued to say that the Wisconsin Election Commission, WEC, illegally directed clerks to ignore the state election code governing voting in nursing homes. In several nursing home locations throughout the state, 100% of registered voters cast a ballot in the 2020 election. 100%. That included many ineligible voters. Non-citizen and incapacitated citizens also remained on Wisconsin voting rolls in violation of the law, according to the report. Because some non-citizens qualify for driver's licenses, the law required non-citizens' names to be removed from the master roll. However, that was not done, according to the special counsel. Likewise, individuals declared incompetent must, by law, be removed from the master list. But again, that did not occur. During Tuesday's hearing, Gableman played several videos of nursing home residents who were recorded as having cast ballots in 2020. Several of the people were incapacitated or appeared confused about voting. Quote, in Wisconsin, a mentally incapacitated person only loses the right to vote if a judge explicitly orders that. Gableman's review did not make clear whether those voters were legally barred from voting by a judge. But look, this is a, let's just be honest, this is a murky and gray area, and it takes really sick people to take advantage of it. If a judge has not declared someone that they can't vote, but they're obviously slipping and they could be manipulated. By the way, this happens all the time when it comes to power of attorney, estate, and will issues. All the time. This is something that happens all the time in really wealthy families when the patriarch or the matriarch that has the control of the assets or the control of the estate starts to slip, and the children try to get them to sign a document that they don't quite understand the ramifications of it. It's way more common than people realize, especially in wealthy families. There's been books written about it, movies written about it, lawsuits that go around this all the time. Ann Jacobs, a Democrat who chairs the state election commission, criticized the report and fact-checked it in real time. How? It's either that there were 91 nursing homes that had 95 to 100% voter turnout or not in a nonpartisan, non-political report. Where's the lie? She says, quote, it appears that there's some confusion between a determination of a primary care MD that a person is not competent, so a POA kicks in, as opposed to a full-on guardianship that removes the right to vote. Judges frequently allow people to retain their right to vote during a guardianship. That's not what we're saying. We're not. We're saying that someone came in and took advantage of that person, even though they might be legally allowed to vote. That's what we're saying. I've unfortunately spent time in nursing homes. What I'm trying to say is that they can be very sad and depressing places. They can. And what I was saying is, unfortunately, it creates the conditions for people to take advantage of that. Those are individuals that are made in the image of God, and they deserve our decency and our respect. That's not the point that I'm making here. The point is that people that don't believe that come into their room and make them scribble something and might be filling something against their will, filling out something against their will, going door by door. And by the way, that's one explanation. The other explanation is, who's to say that they're not just intercepting the ballot themselves? So the people, so Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says that the report is a subversion, a circus, and widely debunked. They try to downplay it, tarnish it without any logic or proof or explanation, but they actually don't explain why these nursing homes, 91 of them, had a 95 to 100% voter turnout. Does anyone listening right now actually believe that nursing homes would have 100% voter turnout? If you do, you can contact our show anytime. If you think that is perfectly clean, perfectly fine, There's plenty of other countries that I don't think you'd really enjoy. I think you would fit more in Moscow than in Missouri. Special Counsel Gabelman detailed many other substantial problems with the 2020 election, but equally troubling to the widespread violations of election law established in a report were the attempt by government officials to impede the investigation. You mean obstruction of justice? Both the Wisconsin Election Commission and State Attorney General, quote, have refused to cooperate with the legislators' investigation and actively obstructed it. Do you know what's really upsetting about all this? Is the corporations that funded this. Facebook that funded this. I want to get to some Pennsylvania news here. Supreme Court of Pennsylvania delivers a massive ruling on Pennsylvania's mail-in voting law. They come and say this, the conservativebrief.com. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has ruled that the state's mail-in voting law will remain in place. Quote, justice has issued a one-paragraph order that overturned a February 16th decision by the Commonwealth Court Senior Judge Mary Hannah Leviatt that would have pulled the plug on the state's two-year-old voting law. The Supreme Court planned to hold an oral argument regarding the legal challenge to the law Tuesday. The justice's decision to invalidate Leviatt's order gives them more time to rule without facing a one-week deadline. They said the law will remain in place pending further action by the high court. Last month, Commonwealth Judge Mary Hannah Leviatt ruled that a previous decision reversing the court universal mail-in ballot law will stand and take effect in March. No excuse mail-in voting makes the exercise of the franchise more convenient and has been used four times in the history of Pennsylvania. So mail-in balloting is going to go unchallenged in Pennsylvania, unfortunately, which, of course, with all this other evidence that we see of what happening in mail-in balloting, it only increases the likelihood for fraud. Approximately 1.38 million voters have expressed their interest in voting by mail permanently. If presented the people a constitutional amendment, it is likely to be adopted. But a constitutional amendment must be presented to the people. In other words, you simply can't make up rules on the fly and say the benefits of actually changing the state constitution to make them legal. This is the key to the entire issue. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned the lower court ruling, basically institutionalizing permanent mail-in balloting. Despite the fact that we have evidence of a mule network in downtown Philadelphia that was scooping up ballots and going drop box to drop box, taking advantage of the mail-in ballot laws that were passed. It's unconstitutional in the state of Pennsylvania, yet they're continuing it. If you are like me and my team, you are spending countless hours in front of a computer screen or on a smartphone, and that can really do some serious damage to your eyes. You might suffer from headaches, sore eyes, digital eye strain, watery eyes, and fatigue. And how about your sleep? I didn't realize how much eye strain can hamper me from getting a restful night's sleep. But since I found Blue Blocks Blue Light glasses, I know better. That's BLUBLOX. The glasses come in a non-prescription, prescription, or reading options. You guys should be using blue light every night, by the way. It's very important. They have glasses for every need you can think of. But more importantly, they're backed by technology and tested to ensure the best. Blue light for helping with digital eye strain. Summer glow for helping with low mood and migraines. And Sleep Plus for improving your sleep. Mention my name, Charlie, and get 15% off your entire order. Go to blueblocks.com/Charlie to order. That's BLUBLOX.com/Charlie. They may just change your life, and there's no risk. There's a 100% money back guarantee. That's blueblocks.com/Charlie. BLUBLOX.com/Charlie. Let's get to some sound here. Let's go to Cut 70, Special Counsel Gabelman. Wisconsin Election Commission left a trail of victims. There are 92,000 nursing home residents in Wisconsin. In the Zuckerberg five cities, in all of those counties, those nursing homes reported a voting rate of 100%, 100% turnout. Welcome to the Soviet Union. Play Cut 70.
These were not academic exercises. These were real world and had real world consequences and left a trail of victims. We've been able to interview a number of people, but we got 92,000 residents in continuing care facilities in Wisconsin. And in the Zuckerberg five cities, we've been able to look at the numbers. In the Zuckerberg five cities, in all of those counties, those nursing homes reported a voting rate of 100%, anywhere in between 95% and 100%.
He continues in Cut 69. saying that Facebook CEO's $8.8 million into Wisconsin Democrat cities was election bribery in violation of the law. Cut 69.
And one of the important truths that has to be mentioned is recited in Chapter 1 of our report, and that is that the Center for Tech and Civic Life's $8,800,000 Zuckerberg Plan grant with the cities of Milwaukee, Madison, Racine, Kenosha, and Green Bay facially violates the Wisconsin law prohibiting election bribery.
Cut 71 is an example, just one example of many, as we theorized, of an elderly person who was taken advantage of and had ballots cast in their name in the 2020 election. Now, some of you might say, Charlie, this is not enough to potentially tilt the election. I want to remind you that Wisconsin was decided by just thousands of votes, especially in these key areas. If you subtract the illegally administered ballots, the drop boxes that shouldn't have been there, and the potential fraud that happened at the 100% voter turnout at nursing homes. By the way, the left and the Democrats, they're attacking this report in every way they can. But they have yet to be able to disprove that these nursing homes, these 91 nursing homes, had anything but a 95 to 100% voter turnout. Play tape.
He looked on the MyVote website and discovered that his father had requested a mail-in ballot. Mr. Jankowski voted and returned it all before Election Day. The Wanakee clerk told the Sun that since no one in nursing homes has an ID, they aren't required to provide ID. All they have to do is give consent. The son asked how his dad gave consent since he doesn't speak or write. And the clerk said that pointing is an acceptable or an eye wink would be okay as well.
And so it's very clear that the most vulnerable part of our population, the people that deserve the most dignity and most respect, are amazing elderly people in our population. We're taken advantage of. They were preyed on. It was a predatory campaign to go after nursing homes. And by the way, this is nothing that we came up with ourselves. You go look at the article I'm actually typing in right now. New York Times, 2012, this is the New York Times. Election administrators have a short, this is, I'm reading verbatim, have a shorthand name for a central weakness of voting by mail. They call it granny farming. Murray Greenberg said the problem is that with the collection of absentee ballots at the senior citizen centers, people in Florida affiliated with political campaigns, quote, help people vote absentee and help in quotation marks. The New York Times writes, voters in nursing homes can be subjected to subtle pressure or outright intimidation or fraud. Oh, you don't say, New York Times. The secrecy of their voting is easily compromised and their ballots can be intercepted, both coming and going. This is the New York Times writing this in 2012, granny farming, where they were worried that Republicans were doing this. And in reality, someone read this and said, what a great idea. We'll institutionalize it in Wisconsin. This is just the very tip of the iceberg of what we are seeing in Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania. Thanks so much for listening. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.